Take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room, she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go, do 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 do. City is the place where they said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey, Joe, take a walk on the wild side.
But it's going to be a fun time. We're going to have a good time here at Mutiny Radio. I'm your host, Pam Benjamin. I hope you guys all stick around for the 8 o'clock hour when Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse flies off the rails tonight, you guys. It's a great Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse. Comedians curated just for you. Just so you guys know, the best set of Happy Hour gets a guest set. Best set gets a guest set on Pamtastic's. Tonight's headliner, the fabulous Steve Poggi. Also, we're going to have Dan Myers, Jesse Fernandez, Chris Nasco. Good-looking guys. It's going to be, you really should stick around for Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse. But right now, we are going to get started with the happy hour, the happiest of hours. I got to say, I saved 4 beers all day, you guys. This is miraculous. I brought 4 beers from my house this morning, and I haven't even cracked one yet. Does anybody realize how hard I worked today? No one gives a fuck. It's okay. But now I'm going to get drunk because I also haven't eaten a goddamn thing. So those 4 beers, at the end of this, I'm going to be tossed. I'm going to be done. Deep fry me. This is so sweet. They're offering me waffle bars and Powerades. Just, it's wonderful times. Oh, no goldfish for me, thanks. I'll eat at some point. No live goldfish. I haven't even sound checked because I was under the impression that I was going to have a trainee Trina here tonight, but she didn't come, and that's okay. So I'll just sound check with the first comedian, who, he's a really nice guy, and I know who he is now. Put your hands together, everybody. It's Connor Doherty.
This one?
Sure.
Can you hear it?
Yes.
Wonderful. Pam does know who I am. even before the beers. Happy Friday, you guys. It's Friday, so I was thinking about weed today. And I was thinking about how it's becoming so easy to get, like, especially in San Francisco. You know, in San Francisco, we're essentially post-weed scarcity. Even if you don't have any and you don't have any money, like, you just walk up to the right guy in the park and offer him some magic beans, he'll help you out. But I was thinking, like, I'm mostly in favor of this, but I grew up in Minnesota, where it's a little bit harder to get, especially growing up when you're just a kid, you know, you gotta talk to, like, real drug dealers and stuff, or, like, have friends who can talk to drug dealers. And so the thing I was thinking about is, like, it gets so easy to have weed. It's basically legal now, at least out here. It's like, I feel like kids are not going to understand what it's like when you're running out, you know, those sort of, like, the bottom of the bag situations where you're just throwing the shake in the bottom, ripping a pile of keef. Kids will never understand that. They'll never know the joys of the resin hit. You know, one guy knows what a resin hit is. Raise your hand if you know what a resin hit is.
Fuck yeah, I know what a resin hit is.
Fuck yeah, Pam.
Drug addicts in here.
That's what I'm saying. You guys know because you've run out of weed at some point, right? That's what I'm saying. That's what the bit's about, Pam. That's what the bit is about. I'm just worried that the kids are gonna start taking it for granted. I'm not that worried about it. What else do I want to talk about? Oh, I got my new Spy Dads bit.
Yeah.
Pam's heard it.
I like this bit.
Thanks. So you know there are all these spies that work for, like, the CIA or the Department of Defense or whatever. They, like, torture guys, you know, run secret prisons, stuff like that. Just give me a nod. Like, you know they exist, you believe they exist. You've seen the Bourne Identity and all the other Bourne stuff. But the thing is, like, that career has to end at some point. You can only be a young killer for so long. Eventually, you just get older. And I'm just going to assume they're all dudes. I don't mean to be sexist about it, but I feel like state-sanctioned murder is usually carried out by men. But they get older, and they can't be spies anymore. They can't run secret prisons. Then they're just middle-aged dudes. They're like spy dads. There we go. That hit. With one dude. But you know that movie Spy Kids?
Yeah.
Like, why can't we make one Spy Dads? Like, you know, get Adam Sandler, Kevin James, his, like, middle-aged former spies, David Spade. I feel like David Spade would be, like, the guy who he, you know, like, he used to torture people, but he doesn't anymore, but he's still, like, kind of in the habit of it. So there'll be a shot early in the movie where you're, like, looking down a staircase. He's in his basement. His wife's like, David, what are you doing? And he's like, nothing. He's setting up his torture device. Oh, they didn't like that one. Wonderful. Someone liked it. All right. Yeah, but, like, I mean, the movie basically just writes itself, right? Like, Kevin James could be the computer hacker, but, like, now his biggest problem is his wife keeps finding his porn. And, like, Adam Sandler used to be an assassin, but now he just has PTSD flashbacks. I don't know. If any of you are producers, I can write this thing. I can crank this script out in no time. Yeah, that's Spy Dads. I think I'm going to end it there. I mean, I'm not going to get much better than that, right? Like, you know it's a good bit when it can get optioned into a film. So it's Friday night, weed, Spy Dads. That's it. I'm Connor Doherty. Thank you for listening.
I'm shoving food into my face. I'm not supposed to do this in the booth, but I'm doing it anyways. Thanks to Tess Berry, this falafel is delightful. I'm almost done with it because it's the first sustenance I put in my mouth. Long time. All right. Next comedian, that was Connor Doherty. Very funny stuff. Thanks for opening us up. Second comedian here on Happy Hour. Oh, thanks for Trina for being here, too. She's learning the ones and twos, doing her thing. Oh, our second comedian. Very funny guy. We love it every time he's here. Put your hands together, everyone. It's Roman Leo.
Hey. This is great. So happy to see you. Is this the microphone I'm supposed to talk into?
so good to be here, you guys. A crackhead outdoors just said I look like a youthful Vietnam vet. Yeah. Teenager! Teenager! You know? And then he went off to find some crack in a parking meter. It was quite an experience. I'm still overwhelmed just by the fact that you guys applauded so enthusiastically. I think you guys, I like your enthusiasm. I think you guys could go far as a crowd. Just, yeah. I learned recently that California is home to a third of the nation's chronically homeless. Welcome, sir. And but we only have 10% of the population of the United States. So. Yeah, a third of the nation's chronically homeless. I was thinking maybe we could build a wall around California that would have the effect of keeping more homeless people out while at the same time turning California into kind of a home, you know, especially if we put on a roof. That's what I'm saying. Make California a home, you guys. That was a very, he like gave me like a very professional white guy nod. He's like, yeah, we're harmless. You know, like, it's a lie. Anyway. Yeah, I'm excited. I don't know why I'm leaning on this thing. I can stand on my own, you guys. I have barbecued flavored Lay's flavor in my mouth right now. I'm enjoying that. I don't know. I moved here in 98 from Cleveland. I didn't like the weather. You know, I was from Cleveland. Nobody could understand me. I was like, fuck this fog! People are like, you're a homophobe. And I was like, no, the fog! You know, it's just... Don't like being misunderstood. I have a girlfriend. What's good about that? Let's see. I don't know. She's vegan, so I had to sneak a jar of turkey in her house on Thanksgiving and eat it on the toilet. That was not a traditional Thanksgiving meal, but I still like her. It's cool. I have my mother's very PC. She won't say any N-words at all. she calls Niagara Falls N-word Falls and. She calls Neiman Marcus N-word Marcus, and I'm just like, Mom, everybody's gonna think you're talking about Marcus Garvey. At least the racists in the crowd will. Oh my God! I'm happy to be here. Just about as happy as an autistic kid with a drum set made out of trains. Oh my God, I can write jokes, you guys. It's working! My car keeps getting broken into 9 times in a year. Can you believe it? Yeah. People ask me, what do they steal? I was like, less and less each time. So I could take a penny, leave a car. But see, no, like in this neighborhood, if you leave your doors unlocked on your car trying to solve that problem, people will store their trash in your car. Like, if you leave your doors unlocked, people will steal your doors. But I'm like, but seriously, like, if you leave your doors unlocked, people will fuck in your car. Like, I found a used condom in my car. So I'm trying to find a solution, and I came up with an idea for an app. It's called Ride Sharing Trash Fucking Car. And it's going to be great. I'm gonna make $5 selling it to myself. It's going to... Yeah. Anyway, I promised that I was going to be prepared for this, and... time's running out. I have this phone. This girl was looking at my phone. I was like, hey, checking out the phone. You ever see a baby with an iPad before, huh? They just swipe. They just swipe. Big baby, big phone. Big baby, big phone. I stared at you, Richard, the entire time I was telling that joke. And it, and it didn't help.
Sorry.
It didn't help.
I paid attention to most of it.
It's okay. What did I want to accomplish here, you guys? It's not clear, but thank you for listening. My name's Roman.
Roman Leo, champion of jokes today. My God. He's right about the babies. I hang out with a two-year-old baby who understands iPads more than I do. It's absolutely true. He's a dumb baby. I pretend he's a smart baby. All babies are dumb, you guys. They are. They don't know anything yet. They're stupid. Stupid fucking babies. Our next comedian, I think it's his first time here because we're not friends on Facebook. So I tried to tag you and it didn't work. But yay, he's probably not new to comedy. He's just new to us. I have a guess that he's from out of town. I think that you've raped babies in... I just tried to make things up. And the first thing I go to is raping babies. That's a problem. I've had 4 sips of beer and the first thing I go to is touching baby dicks. There's something... No, it's me. I'm the one touching the baby dicks, not you, because I'm a nanny. Okay, this is how I know I'm an alcoholic. I had 4 sips of beer, and I feel wasted right now. You guys are going to love your next comedian. I won't remember him, but that's okay. Put your hands together, everybody. It's Cole Chapman.
Hello. First off, it was consensual, Pam. Fuck you, rape. What is this? Those babies want me to touch their dicks. What's up, guys? Hey, so I'm new to this room. I'm also from out of town. I know you got it, but I'm from Marin County, so it's not really that far out of town. Who here is familiar with Marin County? Yeah, that's about the response I wanted. It was just like, yeah. For those of you who don't know, Marin County is very, how do I put this? White, very white. So I'd like to, in the tradition of me being in the new room, I'd like to give you the traditional Marin County greeting. Traditional Marin County greeting.
Ha ha! Hey, what up, blood? Hey, how you doing, man? You doing good? Hey, Tupac went to my high school. That's right. Trust fund, baby for life. Let's do a rap album. It's gonna take 3 months. Never have to work in my life. Thank you.
To which they say, thank you, Jeremy. Finish your dinner. Go to bed. Hey, who here is doing the lottery? Great. You're all responsible adults, except you're comedians, so what the fuck am I talking about? Powerball is tonight. Biggest one ever. $800 million. There are people lining up in one particular gas station. Like, yeah, because it's like a hot gas station. Like, 2 people won from a randomly generated number pool. And everyone's like, this is the one! And so there's literally like a line out the door of people like waiting to get their ticket. It's randomly generated. What are you doing? And so I was reading this news story about it, and they interview this one guy who's sitting in line, and they're like, why are you here? And he's like, well, it's my New Year's resolution to become a millionaire. I don't think that's how it works. It's like, what did you, is like, number one, go to the gym. Number two, become a millionaire. Number three, fight crime. Number four, become Batman. Like, you're not, like, this is not a sustainable resolution list, sir. Especially if you're gonna rely on the lottery to bring you there. Ugh. I mean, he's just setting himself up to fail. I failed the gym one, like, almost immediately. Hello. And I'm gonna stop vamping on this. Oh, boy. Oh! Today was a good day. I hit my first San Francisco milestone. Thank you. Thank you. You want to know what it is? That's right. I stepped in human shit.
Yeah!
Yeah. First time ever. There's a first time for everything. And I kind of wish it didn't happen. But you know what? Yeah, gains character, I guess. It's one of those things where, like, I know it was human shit. Because, like, you know. It's like, and, like, I tell my friend, and he's like, you can't tell. Like, that's... Like, what, by smell? I was like, yeah, by smell. He was like, how can you tell? I was like, because it smelled like my shit, but I didn't have the sense of pride of leaving it there. You know what I mean? Like, you leave, you're like, yeah, that was me. What? What? And it smells bad, but you don't care. That's right, Pam. She's the only one laughing. Oh, boy. What else? I saw The Revenant. Anybody excited for it? There we go. That's a good. None of you have seen it, I assume. Yeah, there we go. It's just the excitement of the trailer. Hello. Yeah, and I saw this movie. I was down in L.A. over the New Year. I saw it, and they had, like, you know, the traditional 15 minutes of trailers beforehand, because that's what you want, is just to be, like, bombarded with just, like, promotional material for 15 minutes before you have to sit through, you know, a movie. And I hate trailers today. Like, there's so many, and they spoil every bit of the movie. Like, who here saw the Star Trek trailer? Thank you. The clown in the back. Big Star Trek fan back there. I'm guessing none of you saw that by the resounding, no, everyone stoked about The Revenant, Star Trek, meh, fuck it, who cares? Oh, there you go, Mary Bushy, everybody, as I'm known, I know your name, I'm just a kid from Kells to you.
I'm so sorry.
You point at me, you go, hey, it's that weird kid. He's going to get up and tell jokes. Anyways, I saw that Star Trek trailer. Yeah, I'm sad. I'm bummed about it.
Oh, no.
I saw that Star Trek trailer, and, you know, it, like, spoiled the whole thing, because, like, now I know it's going to be a terrible movie. All right, I got to go. That joke didn't work, and I'm going to end on it. So, fuck you. See you later.
Those are the flyers. Thank you for taking them. The reason I laughed at your joke is that I live in the Tenderloin, and I see poop on the ground in my shitty neighborhood, and I walk with children, and we play a game, and whenever I see a pile, I say, man or beast. And we play that game, and I learned from a four-year-old that you always know that it's man when it's up against a wall. It's the physics. It's the physics. If it's up against a wall, it's always man. And then it just drifts. They're like, that's gross. And one of my little babies, he used to like to touch walls, like when we were going along in the stroller. And then we started playing that game, and now he doesn't touch the walls anymore. Babies can learn. And thank you, Cole, and Tess, and Ed, and Ken, who all agreed to pass out Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival 2016 flyers in exchange for special privileges on the list. And that's what I'm going to be doing for the next couple weeks, because I've got 5,000 fucking flyers, and I have no idea how I'm going to get through them all. So I'm going to bribe you guys with spaces on this show. Your next comedian was thoroughly bribed, and he's going up next because he's going to go to a, what's the next open mic? Iron and Gold. Never heard of it. Didn't know I had more competition on a motherfucking Friday, but there it is. Who's running that shit-ass room?
Mauricio.
I love Mauricio. Okay, I can't say anything because I love Mauricio, so that's fine. All right, you guys, your next comedian, really funny guy. I don't want to blow his commercial at the end, so I'll just say, you guys, put your hands together for Ed Ants.
All right. So, as a few of you may know, I like to read. My name is Ed, and I'm a bit of a bum. I spend most of my days playing video games, smoking as much weed as I can get my hands on, and according to the city and county of San Francisco, most likely like that guy, I'm looking for work. Thank you, two people. It doesn't cost a lot to be a coke lover, but it can cost you a lot to be a coke addict. A tooth, for example, or maybe a perfectly good friendship. I wasn't raised in a family that found that as acceptable behavior. We were a Pepsi family. Tom Brady attacked Coca-Cola, calling it poison for kids. Which may be true, but then he badmouthed Frosted Flakes, and everybody knows they're great! In case you couldn't tell by the sweat on my head, nobody's laughing. McDonald's is giving away sandwiches if you download their app. I downloaded it, and I was surprised to find out that it was called malnutrition. The other day, I was sitting in a fast food restaurant. All my jokes today are fast food related somehow. And a man was staring blankly into the distance, his mouth ajar, his eyes glazed over. So I figured he was either done using heroin or he just finished his meal. Bad joke. Oh well.
I'm not doing this one.
Lifestyles of the poor and unlovable. Today I'm going to tell you about Jack Tandy. As a young man, Jack was lured into a cult by the unignorable call of his girlfriend's vagina. But just as that relationship left Jack with a hole that he could never fill, so too did his social life, as the cult that he joined was the Westboro Baptist Church. How's it going, Steppen? Yeah. I was in a conversation with a female friend of mine about prostitution. We both came to the same conclusion. The only way that you could truly sell yourself for money is by working a 9-to-5. Have you ever had somebody tell you that they got into a fight recently, but they don't have any signs of it? You know, it's the kind of shit that children do. Like, a friend of mine told me that he got into a fight the other day. He didn't have any bruises on his knuckles, but you can rest assured that he did in fact fight some very soft babies. All right, you heard the horn, and that means only one thing. It's time for an ad. Yeah. A while ago, I was a sad and lonely man, desperate for attention from everywhere that I could get it. Yeah. But I found a meaning in life. A purpose. A raison d'etre. To spread love to the world through my website, justmeandchicks.com. Say it with me. Justmeandchicks.com. Visit the website, download the podcast that I did with Ruby Gill, and buy a hoodie.
Justmeandchicks.com.
Justmeandchicks.com. That's Ed Ant. Disappearing. Say hi to Mauricio for me. Tell him to fuck off for having another open mic during my open mic.
Will do.
That's cool. Yeah, just take away my audience. That's great, because they used to stay for Fantastics, but now they're going to be at, what, some fucking bar somewhere else where, you know, I don't understand it. You get to drink for free here. I mean, you have to pay for your drink. You bring them in. Mutiny. Yes, Mutiny for Life. Hey, Tommy McGuire, nice to see you. So, just so everybody knows, I'm giving, if you're willing to pass out a stack of flyers, you get to put yourself anywhere you want on the list. So the next three people did that. And that's why Ed jumped to the list. Our next comedian, she's also going to pass out flyers for us. Very excited. She's back. She was gone for like 21, 24, like a month and a half. She disappeared somewhere in the rough tundra of the north, Chicago or some shit. But she's back here with jokes. Everybody laugh faces off. It's Tess Berry. Yay!
Hi, hello. Yeah, I was gone for a long time. And I was just home the whole time, like at my parents' house. It was a real bummer. It sucked. Here's a comment about that. I was home and my family is obsessed with weight, but not because they're all like skinny, proper white people. It's because they're all overweight and they want to know how to lose it. So they ask you like, how'd you lose weight? And apparently I lost weight. My mom can spot like any little difference. Like if I cut my toenails and I had shoes on, she'd be like, you cut your toenails. Like she just notices everything. And she was going on and on like, oh, you lost weight. Like how'd you lose weight? What'd you do? Did you go on a diet or something? And I was like, some combination of getting an IUD, finally following my dreams and getting a bike kind of did it. I think that was the combination that really worked for me. You should think about it, Mom. So that was holidays. Speaking of holidays, New Year. Resolutions? Anybody make any resolutions? Yeah? I was making my list of resolutions, and I'm not really good at getting stuff done. So my list, I literally wrote down on my list of resolutions, like goals. And number one was set a goal to set a goal for savings. I really have to like plan ahead in order to save. And that savings account is going towards a new vibrator because I'm a responsible adult woman that's also realistic. So it's gonna be a nice one. I'm excited about it. I stumbled home drunk the other night and thought someone robbed my apartment until I remembered I cleaned it. So that was good to realize like 10 minutes later after I called my mom crying. Here's probably some reasons why I was crying. I have generalized anxiety. I have it. I own it. It's mine. And it's like steam. Lately, it's been like steam trying to escape like a small space. Like it just keeps like puncturing holes and like finding ways to interrupt my life. And lately, it's been in my dreams. So I have these nightmares, and I just like wake up screaming and sweating of these like terrifying ideas, but it's like things that only are disruptive and like terrifying to me. So last night I woke up screaming because in my dream someone said I look like Julia Stiles. Although that's really scary too. Something's going on outside. See, that actually isn't that scary to me. Julia Stiles, though, that's terrifying. And people don't even, it's like they don't even say young Julia Stiles. And I wonder if it's because, like, they think I look like I'm 40 or if they think, like, they just don't think about Julia Stiles' career anymore and they just kind of, like, left off at 10 Things I Hate About You. I hope that's what it is. I woke up last night in a cold sweat. Yeah. You go solve that. I'm going to stay here. Because I am a responsible, realistic young woman who doesn't look like Julia Stiles. I woke up sweating and screaming because I had a nightmare that I started working at BuzzFeed. That was really terrifying. I think one of the scariest part is that I'd be good at the job. I had another one where I woke up really scared because this is a specific one. Making eye contact with someone who's within like a 1 foot radius of my face. Thank you. I really don't like that close of like people being around me. So I've started doing this thing where I have like just in like the tiniest things that are like flaws that are only noticeable from so far away. So I have like just enough of a mustache that like you come close and then you see it and then you back off. Or like bad enough breath that like it's only like this radius right here and you don't come into it. I was at a party over the holidays and my friend started dating this new guy, and I love when couples start telling stories at the same time, like they're telling a story together, and they just start, like you'd think it'd be cute and they finish each other's sentences, but really they just keep calling each other a liar and like smiling while they do it. So I was like, oh, like, Katie, it's really nice to see you. Like, it's nice to meet your boyfriend, Jeff. Like, how'd you guys meet? And she's like, oh, you know, it was June. Actually, it was July. Yeah, and it was like, it was June, and it was great. And we met, and I knew it was love at first sight when he whispered in my ear, I could love you. Actually, I said I could fuck you. That's how we met, and that's why we're together. All right, my name's Tess. Thank you, guys. Have a good one. I hope everything's okay out there.
For Tess, Barry, what the fuck is going on outside? Can I figure it out? I'm just gonna go outside and try to figure it out for a second. Hey, is everybody okay outside? We heard some screaming. We were all nervous. Everybody's okay outside? Good. It has nothing to do with Mutiny Radio, right? Awesome. Awesome. Absolutely nothing to do with Mutiny Radio. The people that just walked by said, we're fine. We're fine. So everything, I think, is okay. Everyone's alive. No one's, there's no blood, and it's not about Mutiny Radio. Am I right? All right. Good, good, good. I hate it when the cops are called to this corner because... you know, we're completely illegal. So, hey, keep drinking that BYOB. Your next comedian is a funny man. And he has... I should do a new intro for you. I do love your new voice, though. I think it's great. Oh, I know what I was thinking about you today. Because I was listening to a song, and it was... I thought if we changed the words to... Oh, fuck, I'll remember it when I bring you back up. But I thought you're the only Asian that could do it, because you're the only one that doesn't mind that I would... No. Usually when you call someone out, he's like, yeah, on my jokes, I talk about being Asian. But usually they're like, don't say anything. Why are you being such a racist? I'm like, it's not me, it's him. But I do have a tag for you later for something, but you guys are gonna laugh hysterically at his jokes. He's looking through them right now. He's curating them for you at this very second. Also, by the way, guys, I put these chairs with backs up here today so that you could be more comfortable if you didn't want to sit on the benches in the back, just trying to move people up to the front. Put your hands together. It's Ken Suzuki.
Is it this one? Thank you. Happy New Year's, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, excited? Did you guys feel, writing your New Year's resolutions?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can tell you my New Year's resolution. My New Year's resolution is to be able to write my first assisted suicide joke and complete it on my own. But fuck, man. I mean, it really isn't worth it, though, because if your suicide is assisted, did you really kill yourself? I mean, isn't that just like getting self-help from a book? I'm sorry. That's what I think about. I like to get... I love your laughter, sir. I don't know. I like to get philosophical about this shit when I think about it. Like, I just completed my first treatise on nihilism. It contains nothing. But there are pros and cons to everything, all right? I mean, the pros and cons to everything. Suicide's one of them, too. For example, did you know one of the upsides to suicide is if you kill yourself, there's never any ambiguity about who won the breakup. They won by default, but you get the peace of mind, so it's really a win-win. You gotta look at, gotta change the way you look at things. You gotta learn to think positively, all right? It's all about perspective. For example, I'm getting into arguments with my friends now who get mad at me. We get this argument. They're like, it's so racist to have a preference of who you fuck. It's so racist to have a preference of who you fuck. Who the fuck gets mad at someone in the produce aisle when they see them filling their cart with mangoes instead of papayas? The fuck out of here. We all want the flesh. We all want the juice. Some of it's just like the flavor of different flesh, all right? The game of dick, the game of pussy, it's just like investing. Some of us specialize. Some of us diversify. You still getting paid. You still getting your nut. You still getting your nut. Then just get yours and be happy. Jesus Christ. Oh, it's so racist. Fuck off. And who gives a fuck if they specialize? That just means more pussy and dick for you if you don't. I don't know. I diversify, and I think it's because of my dad. My dad would tell me every day before putting me to bed as a child, he would look at me and say, Ken, remember, no matter the color, the pussy is right, we all come white. And I think that's how you gotta live your life. But too many men use bullshit like that in his excuse for why their life ain't working out. Too many men turn themselves into cucks before they even have a chance to sling dick. Going like, oh, no one will fuck me. No one wants to fuck me because I'm too fat, or I'm bald, or I'm ugly, or I'm Asian. My favorite. The fuck? The fuck kind of excuse is that? I know cripples who are slinging dick like fucking Chamberlain, all right? They have fucking bitches on all fours and leashes and collars pulling their fucking wheelchair. It's called the game for a reason, all right? It's supposed to be a challenge. It's not some this bullshit millennial, everyone's a winner shit. No, this ain't soccer, all right? It's a fucking game. And like all games out there, I understand, I got sympathy for you, there's a cheat code. If you can't get laid in the age of the internet, then I got no fucking sympathy for you, man. You need to go on a mushroom ship and take a long, hard look in the mirror. Because it's not them, it's you. Why complain now? Well, you can fucking customize your hookups like custom created video game characters now. Race, eye color, height, fetish. It's all there for you. Anyway, I said that joke the other day, and another comic came up to me and was like, thank you so much. When you said there's a cheat code, I'm so happy that you said the cheat wasn't rape. I couldn't help but look at this guy and say, motherfucker, I'm a pervert, not a predator. I don't know. All I'm saying is self-pity, not religion. I mean, that's the real opiate of the masses. Thank you very much. Yeah!
A great set from Ken Suzuki. His jokes are working. Something happened. Michael, nice to see you again. Come back another time.
Of course.
Yay. Of course. It is nicer to have a back on your seat, though, I do think. Your next comedian, he's been blocking the bathroom, so you guys have been having to jump over his ass because I did the chairs wrong today. I pushed everything too far back. It's not his fault. It's mine. It's not you. It's him because he's willing to pass out the flyers. Oh, yeah. So he's gonna go ahead of you. But then you're next. He's money, but he won't. He's super funny, and he's been having really great sets of Brainwashed. I've been watching him, and the other night it was really great. But you still won't let me tag you on Facebook. He's still afraid that people somewhere are going to hear him in one of these podcasts and be like, he's not going to be an electrical engineer of science and magic? He's going to do what? Put your hands together for comedian Ian Kung.
Yay!
Hey, how you guys doing?
Cool. My buddy just got out of prison. Hey, I can have cool friends too, all right? I know I don't look like it, but I can have cool friends too. He's saying that you can't jerk off in prison. Apparently, you get penalized for that shit. Yeah, yeah. You just take a bunch of, like, really angry, testosterone-charged guys, throw them in a cell, and see how that's gonna go, all right? That's gonna be awesome. Right. No, wait, no what? Like, you've been there? Like, you're not...
No, yeah, I've
never
seen the inside of the jail.
You never seen...
I've read plenty of books, it seems like...
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's insane. I mean, there are people... He says there's people who've been in there literally for a year. They haven't jerked off. I'm thinking, God, if I can go like 3 weeks and then I get in the road, I'm ready to kill someone if I don't get that out of me. Are you kidding me? That's dangerous. I want to just try. I'd like to see a prison where they like allow it and just see if they all come out happier. You know what I mean? I mean, that's too much. I mean, that's... I don't know. You guys listen to Justin Bieber? Justin Bieber. Hey, look, Justin Bieber is awesome. You're going to be a believer one day. I'm telling you. It's going to happen. Like, say what you want. Look, Justin Bieber's doing just fine with or without you, man. I was just listening to him. He's catchy as hell. But I think he's becoming too cool for his own good, you know? Like, I was just listening to his lyrics, and it's like, one of them was like, what do you mean? You heard this song? When you nod your head yes, but you want to say no? This kid's like 20. He thinks he's Bill Cosby already. Like, come on. You gotta earn that shit, all right? Come on. But I don't know what kind of situations he's been in where you can nod your head yes, but you want to say no. But clearly he's been there, right? I don't know what that looks like. Just girl in the back of his Lamborghini. Just... God, that's so fucked up. And I was thinking, I was driving here, I'm like, I don't want to do that in front of people, but I need a check, right? God, I feel uncomfortable. I was driving here, and I have this theory that I don't think when you're texting and driving, I don't think texting and driving kills people. I think Facebook Messenger and driving kills people, because Facebook Messenger has this shitty little thing that tells you when people have seen your messages. So I'll be at a stoplight and my girlfriend will be like, oh, hey, you want to go see Wicked? And she'll know that I've seen it. If I don't respond to that shit, she's going to think like, if I take 10 minutes to get to my place, then I respond. I'm like, yeah, sure. She's like, well, I think you're just saying that now, you know? So I think text messages are fine. I think that makes sense. You can wait on those, right? There's no time limit. But there's too much pressure with Facebook Messenger. Anyway, thanks. All right, I just wanted to try out some new stuff. Thank you very much, you guys. Oh no, I want to give it to these nice people because I cheated and I'm going to pass out flyers. But you guys should definitely do that too. Support Mutiny and stuff, yeah? All right, thank you very much.
He's absolutely right. You guys should support Mutiny Radio. I had a friend when I, my boy, my, he was boyfriend.